Hey, good morning. It's a new week. It's time for the Medicine Ball Caravan. Once again, here on KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles, I'm Cecil Doyle. Well, a record we've been playing for the past several months, we've been playing different tracks from the group Carbon Poppies from right here in Lafayette. Well, the album is seeing the light of day tomorrow. And we've got the group here in the studio. We're going to be listening to a few tracks from the new album and talking to members of Carbon Poppies. That's coming up in just a few minutes. We're going to begin the program with new records from the Black Box Revelation. Actually, it's been out for about 3 or 4 months now. We'll listen to something from My Perception. We'll hear some classic Stones on their 50th anniversary. And let's begin with the new one by A.C. Newman from Shut Down the Streets. This is You Could Get Lost Out Here. You definitely could.
Bye.
question is, do our perceptions coincide? Black Box Revelation from their brand new album, title track, My Perception. The Stones doing Under My Thumb. And those guys celebrating 50 years as an entity. And, you know, I was thinking they probably weren't even 10 years old when we were all saying, you know, Keith Richards, how long is he going to live, man? Here he is still 50 years later going strong. And A.C. Newman began the program with a track from Shut Down the Streets, his new one, the member of the New Pornographers doing You Could Get Lost Out Here. It's 13 minutes past the hour. Weather for the KRVS listening area, rain likely and happening here and there. Thunderstorms possible this afternoon, mostly cloudy skies with a high of 76. Winds from the south at 10 to 15. A 60% chance of rain this afternoon, bumping it up a little bit more to a 70% chance of rain this evening. A low tonight of about 62 and about a 30% chance of lingering showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday. Currently it's overcast and 72 degrees here on the campus of UL Lafayette. The Louisiana Brass Quintet performs their fall recital this evening in Ducray Guilfrey Auditorium here on the UL campus. Again, that starts at 7:30 p.m. in Ducray Guilfrey, Louisiana Brass Quintet. The UL Motion Picture Major hosts its first student-led film festival tomorrow, Wednesday evening, November 28th, and that will take place at Light. Admission is absolutely free. 6 p.m. at Light, the first UL Motion Picture Film Festival, Student Film Festival. And the UL Lafayette Holiday Concert will take place this Saturday, December 1st at 7:30 p.m. in Angèle Hall. The UL Symphony Orchestra, the UL Wind Ensemble, the UL Chorale, the Chamber Singers and Percussion Ensemble will all join forces for Christmas music. That performance is free as well. Again, that's this Saturday, 7:30 p.m. in Angèle Hall. With me in the studio, I've got Carbon Poppies. They are Allison Bowl, Johnny Campos, and Peter DeHart, and their new album, Don't the Kids Just Love It, will finally see the light of day tomorrow, coming out in multiple forms. And I've got a nice big vinyl edition right here on the studio campus. On the board here. Morning, guys.
Morning.
How you doing?
Need to turn you guys' mics on. Hey, morning, guys.
Good to be here.
Morning.
So finally, the album is out. Now, Allison, let me start by talking to you. And now, we all knew you as a filmmaker. Then, what was it, a couple of years ago, you sort of sprung the group T-Ket on us. So I was totally unaware that you were even were a musician. When did this come about?
Well, I used to play in high school, and just by myself. And then when I came to college here, I was studying film, and I felt like I couldn't do both. I couldn't kind of like pursue music and write songs and play and concentrate on making my art and film any better. So I kind of quit. And then once I graduated and started to get a job and realized that film kind of became my job, then I needed a creative outlet, so I came back to music and met a lot of people, like met Rachel and Jesse, and we started playing in T-Ket. And then I had met and started dating Peter and met all the Brass Bed guys and started playing with them, and this band is just kind of a natural progression from there, I'd say.
Yeah, well, it is definitely working out. Now, whoever wants to take this question, either Johnny or Peter, were you guys being in Brass Bed? How does this new material work? I mean, who is Allison? Are you coming up with the songs? Who is basically throwing out these songs that feel sort of different than what you guys are doing in Brass Bed?
Well, me and Allison were just started working together and trying to suss out like what kind of sound we wanted. We knew what we didn't want. We knew a couple things we did like. Like the band Woods, that's on the Woodist label out of Brooklyn. We knew we liked their, like a lot of their stuff. We liked Patience and Prudence a lot. Like we liked the innocence of that, because Allison's vocals have such a sweetness to them that it's something that had to be utilized. So we got together and wrote a couple songs and tried to learn a couple songs and stuff like that. And I mean, Pete's probably the best drummer I know, and he was in the room next door, so it kind of worked out that way.
Well, married into the band.
There you go. That's the way it works, man. So, well, Well, the record's great, and you know, Allison, you've also recorded some tunes with Brass Bed as well. You guys did that Nielsen EP a few months ago, and it's a great project. So, so are you going to become a member of Brass Bed eventually?
I don't think so.
Never say never.
Never say never again. It's been floated around.
Well, anyway, the record's out. We've been playing for the past several months, so it's finally. I mean, when let me get to the history of the recording. When did you guys do this? Where and what was the metamorphosis of this album?
We recorded this April of 2011, I believe. So another project that recorded a long time ago, and it's taken a year to see the light of day.
Right.
But a friend of ours, Ross Brubacher, who engineered. For what's his name? Dead Boy and the Elephant Men, Acid Bath,
Dax Riggs.
Yeah. He had a setup in his house, and he'd been asking, he'd been asking me if we ever needed a place to record, we could record there. And it was just a house in the Saint Streets that he inherited from his grandmother.
And we had recorded there with Northside Eric.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got a call in?
No, I do. I'm having a call in. Who's calling me? I don't know. Never mind.
And we just ended up setting up for a weekend, and. Banging out all the songs and all the vocals and sending it off to Austin to Danny Reich, the same guy who recorded the past two Brass Bed records. Mm-hmm. And he mixed them, and we got them back, and that's it. We just took a long time to finally get like the vinyl together.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and the vinyl really looks nice. And tell us a little bit about the Allison. Tell us a little bit about this cover art you were pointing out. I was thinking it was just some kind of abstract design, just kind of glancing at it. But yeah, it's a photograph. Looks like an old black. Is that a black and white photograph of a balloon? Of balloons going up in the air. Where was this taken? Tell us the story of this.
Well,
photo.
We had. Another thing that kind of slowed us down is that we were trying to find the right artwork for the album. And I had taken some pictures, and we liked them. We were like, yeah, it's pretty good. They're good photos. We don't necessarily know if they represent the album. And so I was kind of racking my brain, and I went home to Bossier City to my parents' house over some weekend and started looking through my old pictures and found some photos that I had taken when I was a child at Six Flags. And so they're photos from that, I guess, at Six Flags I had, cause my mom dates everything. And at Six Flags I had released a bunch of balloons and I had taken pictures on a little disposable camera. And then we turned it black and white in Photoshop.
Well, that's a nice simple solution. You and Peter already have designed several album covers. There's a lot of local groups, so you guys are responsible for those covers. So interesting that you would end up for your own album now, picking it just an early photo from you. Keep it simple. Well, let's play some music from it. Of course, some of these songs, if you're a regular listener to the Caravan, you've heard some of these songs before. But it's finally great to know that these are finally out. And it will see the light of day tomorrow. Tell us a little bit about how folks can get a hold of Don't the Kids Just Love It?
Sure, you can actually find us on Facebook. You can also go to a new launched website, carbonpoppies.com. You can actually pre-order it still today. Allison and I will actually be at Parish Inc. all day tomorrow, selling the records. And if you've ordered your record, you can actually pick it up there from us. So the best thing would be to just come by Parish Inc. tomorrow, say hello to everybody.
And anyway, so you'll have the vinyl editions in store tomorrow. And, also, is there a way to get a download? Is that possible?
Yeah. When you buy the record, it'll come with a download card to get all the songs.
Wow.
But also you can just get a digital form of the music just by going on the website. And purchasing it there if you just want the songs, you don't want the vinyl.
Okay. Well, just to remind those who are regular listeners and saying, wait, what was that Carbon Poppies? You might recognize this song. This is Take Care. six snappy new tunes by Carbon Poppies from their new album that sees its release tomorrow. And don't the kids just love it? A great title. Was there a story behind that one, or is that just an old cliche?
That one's definitely a nod towards a band called Television Personalities that mm-hmm. came out in the 70s. They're from England. That's their first record, and it's like super twee power pop. It's less executed, I guess, than we are. They didn't have Peter DeHart back then.
So. All right. Well, it definitely recalls, you know, all of the songs that I've heard on this record. They kind of bring me back to that sort of mid to late 70s sound that was kind of coming out from all. It has sort of that back then. I think we had all gone through half a decade of progressive rock and all that, and so when punk kind of came along and said let's strip everything down. Of course, you had your slate of bands that pretty much were just raw. But then, you know, towards the 70s, I think a lot of people were listening to a lot of 60s singles, and that seemed to somehow meld with that whole 70s. Kind of vibe. And anyway, I just hear a lot of that in this music, though sounding totally contemporary. And also, I just like the fact that these songs are just great pop songs that all pretty much run between 2 and 3 minutes, you know, and which is, you know.
That's the point. All of these things that you're saying means we won, because that's what we were aiming to do.
Well, radio personalities love the length of these songs.
Yes. Well, it depends. Actually, I prefer long songs, because I can go and have lunch or something while I play something from the 70s or the 60s. But no, it's really great material. Really, really great material.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks.
So, What's the plan now that the record's out? Are you guys going to how do you plan on getting the word out? I mean, I'm with so many bands out there, you know, the whole industry's changed. I'm just wondering how do you get noticed in the muck, you know, these days of just everyone putting out a record every day, you know?
That is a good question.
I mean, you guys, we have the answer.
Well, I mean, you guys are dealing with it with at least two bands. I mean, you know, it just obviously just seems to be something that you're always working at and trying to figure out. The reason I ask is that, you know, this album, okay, there's a physical LP, there's, ways you can get the downloads. I mean, I'm just loving the way that people are just really getting creative and trying to market music. You know, it's becoming a real challenge. And I guess that the best way, if the music's good and you get the right connections,
that's pretty much it,
because there's a lot of good stuff, but it all depends on who will hear it, you know.
Just try to make the best product that you think. Well, and that's just it. It's a product. This is a business, and it's a product. You just have to make the best that you can possibly do.
Oh, you mean it's not a life, just ambition?
It is when the product is not selling.
Yeah, there are bands out there like Galaxy 500 from the 90s who wanted to be like in the clearance rack at the CD bin, and they are. That's exactly where they are. And they sound great. It's a great band, and they make great records, but like, That's just who you are. I mean, that's what you want.
I'm just pondering the clearance racks of the future. You know, they'll just be I guess it's available now. It's called the internet. That's it. Well, let's listen to something else from the album. Let me see. Let's do the first one. The first one, Gone. I think this might have been the first tune that you guys laid on me. Was this the first? What was the first tune on here that you guys recorded, worked on?
Condition.
The condition that you want.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get to that one. But let's do Gone. In fact, let me play those two back to back.
Sure.
Let's do that. This is Gone and The Condition That You Want. The first two tracks from the new album by Carbon Poppies here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. Thank you. Carbon Poppies from And Don't the Kids Just Love It, and something called The Condition That You Want. Before that, Gone, the first two tracks from the brand new album. We've got Carbon Poppies in the studio, Allison Bowl, Johnny Campos, and Peter DeHart. And many of you know Johnny and Peter from Brass Bed. And, of course, Allison, I don't see where you find the time to be in two bands and have all these film projects. I mean, guy, you kids nowadays, you're just so innovative.
Peter helps a lot with all that. We basically split our workload in
time
half.
Time management.
Yeah.
Really. So anyway, just a marvelous effort, and I'm sure you guys are breathing a sigh of relief that finally you can actually hold this in your hand and doing something with that. You mentioned being at Parish Inc. for the release tomorrow, but you guys will be doing a gig, a CD release of this later this week. Tell us about that.
That's Thursday at Artmosphere with Vox and the Hound. Vox and the Hound's from New Orleans, some friends of ours. Probably going to try to make it somewhat of an early show because it is on a Thursday.
Yeah.
And it was pretty much the only time we could get it done.
Right.
So,
unless you book months in advance.
Right. Because it's difficult to try to set up a vinyl release show when you don't have your vinyl because you're never really sure when you're going to get it.
And that happens so much lately. Everyone has a CD release or something like that. And yeah, with vinyl, even more so.
Yeah, it's a little trickier that way too. So it's like we had to wait till we had it in our hands before we could actually say we're releasing it now. And then once we had it in our hands, we're like, okay, when can we actually have a show?
So now there are... there are six songs on the record. Three on each side, mm-hmm. and we'll talk about another song that's available in just a little bit. But have you guys do you have anything in the can? Because I know I've been hearing some mixing going on the other side, and I don't know if I've heard the tunes that I've been hearing you guys kind of working on lately across the wall. Are you guys working? Have more things in the can, or what's up with that?
Well, that the thing that we've been mixing over next door to you, is Peter and I have been working on a project. It's like a solo project of mine that we recorded an album with Aaron Thomas over, I guess it was a few months ago. So that is being mixed. And once next year, that'll be out. We just kind of, we have to get married and go on our honeymoon and then come back. And
I was
then,
saying next year, wait, we were just a month away from next year.
Okay. Exactly. So we'll, as soon as we get back from all that, we're going to figure out when we're going to release it and which way, should it be on vinyl or not. But we also, Carbon Poppies has, we've been writing and recording. We recorded a little bit with Chris Stafford for a newer song and just kind of trying to fit it in around everything else.
Yeah, I think there's about, I think there's at least three or four more songs that we play live that aren't on the record.
And some ideas.
Floating around.
Okay, well, I was just curious because I was assuming the tunes I was hearing the past few weeks being worked on here in the studio were the Carbon Poppies songs. And I tell you what I'm hearing from that already, I'm just totally blown away. I mean, as
Me
I was
too.
Mentioning,
those, those songs are awesome. I mean, from what I've heard, are awesome.
I mean, it literally sounds like Phil Spector got out of jail and decided
that was
to come
the goal.
In and, you know, well, get ready for that
just bring him
because
out.
I'm really impressed. I mean, I'm just hearing these songs from across the wall. I mean, through a glass, a window, and I've just been blown away by that. So
awesome.
Yeah, you guys are just amazing with the things that you're coming up with. Well, let's hear another track. This is another one we've been playing for. This is a nice little up tempo tune, Waste My Time. I don't know if this is just a boring question about songwriting, but is there any sort of inspiration, anything? What inspires these songs? I mean, they basically sound like mostly just, you know, your typical pop, you know, romance songs. Anything? Are there any sort of, you know, okay, like we're going to play Waste My Time. Say, Allison, Waste My Time. Was there any reality behind that, those sentiments in that song? At one point in your life or recently?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think any relationship you're in, you want that kind of like equal give back. And you feel like if you're not getting that, then you are wasting your time. And I think when Johnny and I are writing, we are wanting to instantly kind of have like a sticky melody in your head that you feel like you've heard before that's kind of just floating around. Mm. And that's kind of always our goal.
Well, at least for the songs, like the two songs we heard before, Gone, I think Allison had started a verse for that. And then I kind of wanted to turn it on like the word gone and use like Warren Zevon's Excitable Boy as like an example where it's like it's a typical pop song. But then if you really listen to the lyrics, it's really kind of weird how this guy like he's a normal guy. Then he gets sent off to an insane asylum. Then he gets out of the insane asylum because he killed somebody. And then like, wow. It's like all these weird things that you never notice. And that's what Gone's kind of about. Like you can be gone like physically from town or you can be gone in the head like completely crazy. And the one after that was Condition. The Condition That You Want is actually a song I wrote. Well, we wrote about the psychological disorder called synesthesia, where you can you're confused, like your senses are confused, where you can like see colors when you hear certain chords and notes, or like certain days of the week have their own color, or like, you know, like you'll taste tomatoes whenever you hear like an F sharp. You know,
I've experienced that from my youth. You know, to me. Whenever I now does this apply to the sounds of words?
Can like certain words can have like certain like
because since I was a kid, whenever you know we were in the car saying, you know, when are we going to get there? Are we there yet? I would always hear the word soon, and the word soon to me. When I hear the word soon, I get the taste of peas in my mouth. I can't describe why, but
yeah. You might.
Soon.
I mean, there are tests you can do online.
I like that.
Yeah.
Johnny has a degree in psychology. He can run up some tests.
What kind of peas? Like green peas, black-eyed peas?
Green peas.
Green peas.
They taste like, yes, the word soon to me has a taste of
green. It's a creamy sound.
Yes, it really does. It really is.
That's,
so,
that's interesting.
Well, Well, I mean, I didn't know that there was a word. I thought it was just me. I didn't think there was a condition.
No, there's like, you know,
it's the condition that you want.
Yeah. Anytime I describe that to somebody who hasn't experienced anything like that, they're like, oh, wow, that sounds great. I wish I had that.
Well, let's get to this song, Waste My Time, that I think I began talking about 10 minutes ago. Carbon Poppies. Carbon Poppies. listening to good tunes. You're never wasting your time. Waste your time. Carbon Poppies here on the Caravan. Once again, the new album that is available on vinyl or as a download or both is currently out. And once again, you can pick it up tomorrow, or you can show up at Artmosphere Thursday night. They'll have copies. Tell us a little bit about, before we head out, guys, tell us a little about this extra track. There's a little bonus track that is included with the album that's not on the record physically.
We have a song called Trust You by Mandarins that is like a Swedish, there's a Swedish band that from the 70s that we recorded a cover of. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to, we can't sell it because we don't have the rights to it in that way. But he gave us the go ahead to record it, and so we offer it as a pre-order freebie. Uh-huh. So if you pre-order today, Cyber Monday,
it's a great time to buy Christmas gifts.
A great time. Then you'll get a free download of Trust You. We will email it to you personally with a personal thank you.
All right. There you go. Well, the Carbon Poppies.
And also, I wanted to mention that Thursday at the show, we, along with the vinyl, another way to get the album is we designed some balloons that you can blow up the balloon. And on the balloon, there's a download code. So it's like for those people that want a digital download, don't have a record player, and still like a physical, tangible object.
There you go. All right. Well, look, finally, I'm glad this is seeing the light of day. We've been playing it here, tracks from it here for the past several months, but now everyone can own copies of the Carbon Poppies. So, guys, thanks so much. Allison Bowles, Peter DeHart, Johnny Campos. Let's go out with that special track, Trust You. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Caravan. Speaking of Phil Spector, here's a classic by the Ronettes.
Bye.
Stay tuned to KRVS. Coming up at 12 noon today, it's Valerie Green with Harpistry. And at 1 o'clock, a new edition of The Flip Side with Andre Broussard. A playlist for this and other locally produced KRVS shows can be found on our website. Simply head to krvs.org. Nelson Riddle and the orchestra with the theme to Route 66. Joe Walsh and the James Gang, with Ashes, the Rain, and I. You can almost feel your face against the glass window, watching the drops drip, drip, drip. Reminder that this coming Friday, there will be a couple of great singer-songwriters coming to the Lafayette area at the James Munkus Theater at the ACA. It's singer-songwriter Darden Smith, and that, I think, will kick off at around 7 o'clock. And also at the Vermilionville's Performance Center, Paul Thorne will be making his way to Lafayette. So opportunity to catch two noted singer-songwriters right here in Lafayette this Friday. Paul Thorne at Vermilionville's Performance Center and Darden Smith over at the James Munkus Theater at the ACA. The Medicine Ball Caravan was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. Thanks so much to Carbon Poppies for dropping by this morning. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks so much for tuning in. Come on back, as always. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Support for locally produced programs on KRVS comes from Cité des Arts, a multi-use facility located in downtown Lafayette at 3rd and Vine.